ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important and kind of controversial topic. This topic is the famous topic of intercession or shafa'at. This is a subject of debate. It's a matter of point of contention amongst, a lot of sects within Islam. And it's important to analyze this question in detail. A lot of the ambiguity surrounding this topic stems from the fact that in a lot of verses of the Holy Quran, it has been mentioned that it has been categorically mentioned that, you know, nobody can intercede on behalf of another person in the hereafter. Everybody is, is responsible for his own actions, and so on and so forth. These kind of verses, at first glance, they kind of seem to say that, interceding, if a person intercedes on behalf of another person in the hereafter, it doesn't make any sense, right? For example, one verse of the Holy Quran we read, all intercession rests with Allah. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Then you will be brought back to Him. So this is a verse, in a lot of ways, this question is similar to, other questions, we might say. For example, some people say that, God is the, sole creator of the universe, everything in the universe, right? And then, these people, as is clear from, or at least apparent from a lot of verses of the Holy Quran, then, they say, how is it possible to, they object to, other sects within Islam who say that, certain people, certain choice individuals, certain friends of God, certain awliyaullah, they have the power to perform, certain acts, right? Or, such as intercession, such as the subject we're talking about, right? Clinging to these absoluteness and unconditional conditionality of a lot of verses of the Holy Quran, it causes this ambiguity. But we have hadiths. We have hadiths also narrated from the Holy Prophet, about his intercession, For example, we have a hadith which says, in which the Prophet ﷺ said, my intercession will avail those from my community who love my household, right? So the Prophet does affirm intercession for himself, right? And these verses of the Holy Quran which mention that intercession only belongs to Allah, there's a condition and a clause which has been mentioned here in them, right? Which is that, nobody can intercede behalf of anybody else, except and unless it is with the permission of God, bi-idhnillah, right? For example, we read, who is it that may intercede with him except with his permission? Or, no one will have the power to intercede with Allah except for him who has taken a covenant with the all-beneficent, right? So there's an exception which has been mentioned in these verses of the Quran. Even though, if we don't overlook this exceptions, the verses are categorical and absolute. But we have to take all of these clauses and conditions into consideration when we want to come to a certain conclusion regarding a certain topic. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at intercession. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.